So if you can find a nice quiet seat to sit on, you can sit anywhere you like in this hall. And I don't even mind if you sit on this seat where I usually sit. If you get there first of all, that's fine, you can sit on this seat. But you'll have to give the talk as well that night. Why not? Okay. So sitting down, there'll be a few more people coming in, please. Be kind, let them come in. It's a wet night, so sometimes it takes a little bit more time to get here. There's still cars coming in. But I'm not going to wait for the cars now. It's 7:32. So get yourself a nice, comfortable position. Is that okay? Yeah. Is that okay? Okay, good. I want you in a comfortable position. Close your eyes. I know some people ask, can you meditate with your eyes open? Of course you can, but it's much easier with your eyes closed. It also shows that you understand and can accept, embrace the safety of this place. It's a very good people who come here, so that you can just sit here and not worry about protecting anything. Which means you can let go, be at peace. It's safe, it's your place. So with your eyes closed, first thing to do is bring your attention to your body. And by bringing attention to your body, you can actually feel whether it's properly positioned for meditation. It really depends what activity you're supposed to be doing, or meditation more like inactivity. Is your body really comfortable? Amazing, just being in here for a few minutes, came here early. But when I ask that question, become more mindful, I notice my waist belt is too tight. Didn't notice that before. So now I'm going to loosen it. Be kind to your body. If you're kind to it, then the body feels it's cared for and it can relax. You don't tense up. Discomfort, fear makes you tight. And it's very hard to feel comfort when the body is just really on edge. So once my body is reasonably relaxed, I always go deeper by relaxing my body part by part, starting with my feet. I don't pay much attention to my feet usually, except in meditation, but I use them every day, obviously. But I make sure they are comfortable, they're relaxed, at ease. It's a little exercise. You get a lot of insight from this. Can you relax your feet more? I never thought it possible, but you can. Even without moving them. Sometimes because of, again, like fear or control or something, your mind tightens up muscles in your feet. Once you're aware of that, then it's a bit of trial and error, but the mindfulness gives you the opportunity for feedback so you can feel how things change. And as I'm relaxing my feet, I can actually experience some muscles getting far looser than when I started. It's parts of your body, with a bit of training, you can relax more than you ever thought was possible. And that's excellent for keeping you in good health, healing injuries, or preparing your body for medical procedures. You can relax everything. And then I move my attention up my feet past my ankles. I just make sure the ankles are at ease. People can roll their ankles, they can injure them, especially if they play sport, or they may be on a slippery surface. It's so wet today. You want to make sure that your ankles are relaxed. That allows healing energies to flow into them. And we go up our calves of our lower legs. That's what I'm doing now. Feeling these muscles, bones and skin. Making sure everything's okay. And as I pass, it all relaxes, becomes at ease. It's when someone you care for spends time with you and just you feel at ease. It's amazing just how we have a tendency to tense up all the time. We're worried what other people think of us, we're afraid. But when you're actually watching your body with kindness, you realize there's nothing to be afraid of, and your body opens up, relaxes. My lower legs are just really nice, open at ease. It's like they are just dangling in some warm water. It's very comfortable. Go past my knees. People do have injuries in their knees. I look at those knees with my mind, relax everything there. Which means my knees don't cause me any trouble. I care for them and they care for me. And pass the knees up my thighs. Again, huge muscles. Making sure they're all at ease, loose. They don't have to do any work right now, so they can recuperate. And then to the buttocks, the top of the thighs. You know, there's always pressure with my butt on the cushion when I start meditating. And at first I thought, there's no way you can relax that. That's just the natural phenomenon of the weight of the body pressed against the cushion. But I want to make sure there's no spots where maybe a robe is creased and butting into the flesh. And everything is nice and balanced there. Because it doesn't change, that feeling starts to disappear. I don't even feel it after another couple of minutes. But I do remember to, I like stretching my back at this time, to making sure as I sweep up the body, the back is in a good position. And this time in my life, I prefer keeping it quite straight. If you're on a chair, you can try just leaning back. But if you do lean back, it may make you sleepy. But for you, find what is the best posture for your half an hour meditation time. Once my back feels good, then I go to the inside of my body, go up the digestive tracts in the tummy, make sure that everything is at ease. That is one of the reasons why, as somebody asked, the monks, we don't eat in the afternoon or in the evening, which means our digestive tracts take a break. Take rest in the afternoon. So there's usually no problems there, no disturbances. But as I go up, it's not just the digestive tracts, it's in the stomach and in the lungs. Meditation is very tranquil bodily condition, so it should not need much oxygen for your metabolism. So that should make the lungs quite comfortable, just breathing very softly. Same as the heart, it can beat softly, but let it do it itself, don't try and control it. So it's like the whole of your body, the inner organs can be at ease, tranquil, resting. Because when you rest, there's a lot of healing happens, and recuperating, re-energizing. And then you go further up to the shoulders and learn how to relax those. And a little simile I'm going to introduce now, I haven't done this for years, is I just do a visualization, imagination, that my shoulders are a bit sore. This is just imagination, because I've been holding two heavy bags, one in the left hand and one in the right hand. And I look down in my imagination at the very heavy bag in the left hand, and it's got the words written on the outside, P-A-S-T. That's the past which I carry around. I look at the bag on the right hand, and that's also got some letters on the outside, F-U-T-U-R-E, future. And the reason why my arms and shoulders are sore, because I've been carrying these for too long. And I imagine lowering the bag in the left hand, lowering it my past, lowering it down onto the ground, and when it meets the floor, all the weight vanishes. And that allows me safely to uncurl my fingers from the handle, move my left arm up, and allow it to recover. And then I lower my right, the hand in the right, the bag in the right hand, the future. And I lower it slowly until that too meets the ground. And when it touches the floor, again, the burden vanishes. And that allows me again to move my right hand up away from the handle. So now my right arm can relax and recover. But before I leave this little exercise, I imagine looking down. Those two bags, one represents my past, but it's not heavy anymore, I put it down. The other represents my future. That too I've let go of. I can still see it. I'll be able to pick it up later if I want to. But right now, I put them down, and I'm free of their burden. And I look at myself standing in the space between the past and the future, in the middle of those two bags, relaxed and free. It's a nice little exercise. It's similar to when you let go of any tension on your shoulders because you've let go of holding things. Your shoulders can relax. Look at the rest of my arms. Making sure the fingers in the right spot, they weren't, again. And now I'll rearrange them until they feel good. You find the posture which feels the best for you. I go up to the shoulders again and the neck. I always make sure my head is well balanced on top of the neck. Sometimes I move it to the left and the right, forward and back, to find the optimum position. And then lastly, I go to the front of my face, the muscles around my eyes, my mouth, maybe my nose. Because I know those muscles, if they're tight, That would be because of some fear, anxiety, tiredness, or whatever in my face, in my emotional world. That's where the emotional world seems to be connected to the muscles in your body, in your face. So relaxing the front of my face, having loose muscles around the eyes and the mouth, relaxes the emotions as well. Then I take one look at this body, united, just as one thing, a body. And this evening my body feels really relaxed. It's not laying down, it's sitting up, but it feels good. And I'd like to introduce, as I usually do on a Friday, the feeling of contentment, delight, a special type of pleasure of a relaxed body. It may be difficult for you to experience that at first, but because I keep repeating this, after a while you can. If you notice the delight of relaxation, you notice this is a part of meditation which is very profound. It will take you into deeper relaxation of body and deeper stillness of mind. When it feels good, you can let go. And enjoying the peace of a relaxed body, then I go to the peace of the mind. How peaceful are you? This is not a test where you'll be rewarded or fail or anything like that. It's just so you're aware of this quality called peace and where it comes from, how it feels. And hopefully by this time there's enough peace there, you can understand how delightful it can feel. But remember that the peace is first generated by the absence of the past and the future. Just have nothing to do. All doing is trying to remedy faults of the past, plan for the future. In the present moment, those two big heavy weights or bags are put down so you can relax. You're not carrying anything. You're free. And that makes the feeling of peace delightful. It's not just peace. When you really get into peace, you find there's nothing to think about. No plans need to be made. No descriptions need to be found. So often we try and find the correct word, and that causes a stress. Here you don't need to say or find a word for anything. You just experience the sensation or the emotion of peace. And that is where peace starts to become profound and delightful and steady. In other words, it stays with you. Stabilizing peace. At this stage, I can't help myself, I have to be calm, quiet. So please let the meditation just continue naturally. And in a few minutes, when it gets close to the end of the meditation, I'll ring the gong. it's close to the end of the meditation now. What's it like inside? How peaceful do you feel? And how delightful is that peace? Now I'm going to ring the gong 3 times. Please let the gong gently take you out of the meditation. So, okay. So now I'm going to pause for a minute or two.